I'm going to be reading from Revelation chapter 9. Revelation is the last book of the Bible. And I'm reading chapter 7 to chapter 10. And I'm reading from the CEV, so it will be different to the Bibles in the pews. These locusts look like horses ready for battle. On their heads they wore something like crowns, and they had human faces. Their hair was like a woman's long hair, and their teeth were like those of a lion. On their chest they wore armor made of iron. Their wings roared like the army of a horse-drawn chariots rushing into battle. Their tails were like scorpions' tails with a stinger that had the power to hurt someone. Why don't we pray together, and then we'll dive into a little bit more about what that means. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for the various things that you can teach us through each and every part of your word, the Bible. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have an activity for this morning. For those of you who are grown-ups and some of you who have been coming to the church the last couple of weeks, what we've been doing is we've been looking at a series on the book of Revelation. Now, Revelation is the last book of the Bible, and our series has been called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and The Good Again. The day that you are here for is The Ugly. Aren't you lucky? Which is why I have my friends tell the story. They are the Ugly Dolls. I don't know why you would call them Ugly Dolls, because I think they're kind of adorable. This is Babbo. Babbo is one of the Ugly Dolls. But probably one of the most significant Ugly Dolls is this one here. Does anyone know who this Ugly Doll's, what this Ugly Doll's name is? Anyone seen the film? Yes, what is this Ugly Doll's name?
Moxie.
Her name is indeed Moxie. And do you know a little bit more about Moxie?
She wants to see the world.
She does. She wants to see the world, but she can't see the world because she's an ugly doll. The story of the Ugly Dolls is a story about accepting who you truly are and who, in our case, you've got one too. Thank you. Do you know who this is? Do you want to grab a seat? You can move the texters out of the way if you have to, or you can move them to the floor. This is Wade. He works in the Uglyville diner. I don't want to ruin the ending of Ugly Dolls. It's a really, really beautiful movie. I would encourage you to watch it. It came out a couple of years ago. Really gorgeous movie, which talks about being special for who you truly are. But that's not the point I want to make today. The point I would like to make today, which I will get to in a sit, but before I get to that, I need to challenge our young people and our little people to a little competition. I've got a drawing competition for you today. And if you can complete the three drawing challenges that I have for you, I have a prize. And the prize is taken from Revelation 2:17. So to the one that wins the victory, so that means everybody who draws all three pictures, because in the Bible, all you have to do is cross the finish line to be considered victorious. That whole idea of everyone gets a trophy, yeah, that's in the Bible. So if you want to complain about it, it's biblical. To the one who wins the victory, I will give a white stone. Now, in the Bible, it says that white stone, which is the white stone that Jesus will give us one day, has a new name written on it that only you will know. Now, I don't know what that name is going to be for you one day. That's only between you and Jesus. So what I've got on it is just Revelation 2:17 and a little note that says you are victorious. So in order to get one of these, you need to draw three ugly pictures for me. So this one is from Revelation 9:17, which says that the heads of the horses look like lions, with fire and smoke and sulfur coming out of their mouths. So can you draw a horse with the head of a lion and with fire and bad smelling smoke coming out of its mouth? So that's challenge one. Challenge number two is taken from Revelation 4, which is another ugly creature. Well, these are, I want you to draw a bull, which is a cow with horns, but you know that from your Mainly Music song, with its body covered in eyes and with six wings to fly with, which is taken from Revelation 4, which says, around the throne were four living creatures, we're just going to draw one of them, covered front and back with eyes. Can you imagine having eyes all over your body? Well, you'd see a lot. Maybe when mums say they've got eyes in the back of their head, maybe that's what they mean. The first creature was like a lion. The second one was like a bull, so that's what you're going to be drawing. One was like a human and one was like a flying eagle. And each of the four living creatures had six wings and their bodies were covered in eyes. So I need you to draw a bull covered in eyes with six wings. Now, the last one's the really hard one, because that's the one that we read from the Bible verse earlier. So you'll need to be able to draw a grasshopper, which is a locust, but it's like a grasshopper, with the tail of a scorpion, the face of a person, teeth like a lion, and they also need to have long hair, a crown, and battle armor. Do you reckon you can do all of that on one drawing? All right, are we ready? Off you go. So, our series on Revelation, we've been looking at the good, the bad, the ugly, and then the good again. And today, we've been focused on the ugly. And when we read through the book of Revelation, there's some pretty ugly creatures, as I've just described. I don't know what goes through your mind when you read the book of Revelation and come across these things. In fact, I would encourage you to have a go at seeing if you can draw some of the things that are described in Revelation. But the reason that we're looking at the ugly and understanding the ugly nature of some of the things in Revelation, but not only the ugly pictures, some of the messy ways that Revelation is put together. So, for instance, the book of Revelation doesn't necessarily follow a linear pattern when we go through it. It's a series of images. A bit like, for me, when I think about my wedding day, or it might be a really, really important birthday, a Christmas, the day one of your children was born. If someone asked me to recount in order everything that happened on my wedding day, I'd probably be able to give them a highlight reel, and then halfway through I'll go, oh, that happened, but that happened before. It wouldn't necessarily be in order. It's actually really, really important for us to look at the bigger picture of Revelation, which is why ugly matters. Ugly matters because it opens our minds so we can see the bigger picture. One of the bigger pictures in the movie I refer to, Ugly Dolls, was about seeing the bigger picture that was involved. And I won't ruin the ending. Go and watch the movie. It's really, really beautiful at the end. But the reason that the ugly matters is because it helps open our mind so that we can see the bigger picture. While I've got you, and because I know we have visitors today, I want to share with you one of the ugliest things that's ever happened in human history. And that is the death of Jesus. Now, whether you believe that Jesus was who he said he was, doesn't change the fact that his crucifixion was really, really ugly. Now, for us, here at Brimbank Church of Christ, we believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And we believe that his really, really ugly death paid the price for our sin. Sin is the ugliness in the world. Sin are the ugly things in this world. They are the things that separate us from God. The things, the bad things that we do and the good things that we don't do, which make this world an ugly place, is a result of sin. So in order to pay the price for that and restore beauty and wholeness, Jesus Christ had to go through an ugly death. And that ugly death is part of a much bigger picture, because ugly matters so we can see the bigger picture. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus' ugly death, because it freed us from sin. Lord, we ask that that would be a truth that we live in each and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.